From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Pearly Jenkins, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I want to do a little more than just write my name on some bathroom wall. Do a little more than make a whole lot of claims that really won't amount to anything at all. Do a little more than ask forgiveness for sins Lord knows I'm committing again. And leave a little more than just a greasy handprint on a window from the outside looking in. Hey, a little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, a little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, it do do to do, it do 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 do. I want to live a little more than what I've been living, live life for all that it's worth. And give a little more than what I've been given, honey, I'm ready to give till it hurts. And dream a little more with my eyes wide open, somewhere other than the dark. And believe a little more in that faith and hope, and love is where it all has to start. Hey, a little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, a little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, it do 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 do, it do 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 do. Hey, I want cuts and bruises and no excuses and a story that refuses to quit. I wanna never say never, never gonna live forever, never wanna be afraid to admit. A little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, hey, a little more wouldn't kill me, and if it do, it do 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 do, it do 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 do.
Thank you, thank you.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 657th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Pearly Jenkins. Pearlie is a singer-songwriter and the author of the novel Poor Man's Summer. Pearlie was born and raised in Harlan County in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. He discovered the music of John Prine at the age of 18 and still carries that initial infatuation. His lyrics often range from humorous and lighthearted approaches to the human condition to poignant observations of the same. With Pearlie tonight are Cody Lee Meese and Daniel Stroud. Let's get back to the music, everyone, and welcome to the Red Barn stage, Pearlie Jenkins.
Hey, I'm down here at the end of the road, where no one comes in, no one goes unless they're lost. We're looking for dope. See, they used to sell it all out of a trailer next door. Oh, but that was before they found out the law and gave them just enough rope. You know, that's been a while. I really don't remember when. Ain't been a whole hell of a lot happened down here since. It's been pretty quiet, yeah, at the end of the road. Pretty quiet at the end of the road. You know, it's days like this I reminisce about the time when the county put in that new water line. They just rolled up with their machines one day and started digging ditching. They made a hell of a racket and I complained every day. And then one day they just opened, they rode it all away. And it's days like this, I kinda miss those noises, sons of bitch. Cause it gets pretty quiet, yeah, at the end of the road. Yeah, it's pretty quiet. Talk to the turkeys in the field across the road. Listen for the cry, let alone some old coyote. So I can holler back and say, hey, keep your head up, Joe. Most days I'm out on the porch, I'm just hanging with the dog. Drink a little, smoke a little, saw a few logs. It's pretty quiet, yeah, at the end of the road. Yeah, it gets pretty quiet.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. That's really encouraging.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee, and welcome, Pearlie.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
We're very, very happy to have all three of you here. Pearlie is here, as Renee said earlier, with Cody Lee, who is not a stranger to Red Barn Radio. He's been on here before, accenting the music with the axe. And Daniel Stroud is here on the yellow bass they call Big Bird. I want to talk about your songs, but I'd first like to talk about, where'd you grow up, Pearlie?
I was born and raised over in Cumberland, Kentucky, over in Harlan County. Can't throw a rock to your left without going across the Virginia line.
Yeah, right.
If you're facing south. I grew up there. I left there. I actually graduated from Oneida Baptist Institute in Manchester. After that, I joined the Army, and I was in the Army for some years and bounced around for a few years. And the generation before me had kind of retired out here. I'm sorry, not out here in where I'm at now.
In Somerset.
In Somerset, yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Jesus said it's a dog-eat-dog world, and the market shall take care of itself. He said that somewhere between make jewelry and my name and think twice about who you want to heal. He might have said it just before he spoke of the poor, said put their backs against the wall. He said, speaking of the poor, if they're still uninsured, to hell with them, it's their own damn fault. Or it might have been after he said you can't serve two masters and still want the Ten Commandments displayed. He said, America, you think you're close, closer than most, hey, but close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. And then he spoke to the masses, said, get off your asses, you don't need me to tell you everything. Hey, just use some common sense and get off the fence or else stop using my name. Stop using my name. Well, now maybe I'm wrong, but when it comes to throwing stones, I believe he said he without sin. But when I turn the TV on, what I learn about stones is he who throws the most stones wins. He must have said, get yourself some razor wire, build your walls a little higher, yeah. Gotta keep the riffraff out. In class war's a war we gotta win, there's no room here at the end, and some are just born to live without. Then he spoke to the masses, said, get off your asses, you don't need me to tell you everything. Hey, just use some common sense and get off the fence or else stop using my name. Stop using my name. Use some common sense and get off the fence or else stop using my name.
Thank you, thank you.
How old were you when you were at the Baptist Institute?
I went there at the beginning of my senior year. I started there.
Were you doing music when you were a young person?
I think I got a guitar. I was somewhere around 13, 14, and those were the 80s. I learned what, you know, those songs of the day, and wound up during Desert Storm. We were stationed for a little while. They put us in the parking garage of an unfinished airport. Huge parking garage.
Where was this?
In Saudi Arabia.
Okay, yeah.
There were three levels above ground in that parking garage where basically thousands of people were waiting. That's where we all lived. Now, in the evenings, it would get to sound like a high school cafeteria or a grade school cafeteria where there's just a dull roar all the time. And so what you would do is you would kind of go down to that sub-level and you would write or read. And one night I was down there and started hearing music, kind of followed my ears to a guitar circle. Me being an enlisted man and not an officer, I didn't have that option to bring a guitar with me.
Oh,
but,
really?
But there were some officers in a circle. There were four of them, and one gentleman kept playing these songs, and he would say, and that's a John Prine song, and that's a John Prine song. And I just fell in love with that whole style and that one person with a guitar, and I found every John Prine record that I could and try to rip off everything that I can to this day. But that was my introduction to John Prine, and very hard turn from the music that I was listening to at 18 at the time.
Oh, yeah. What were you listening to?
All that hair band 80s.
Oh,
nonsense.
Sure. Oh, yuck.
Let me learn to be still when still's the last thing I wanna be. Oh, let me let it be what it will, 'cause that's what it's gonna be. Let me stand like a mountain with the strength to stand alone. Let me roll like a river. Let me smile in the face of the trouble that I meet, and let me not forget that it's sweet, still is sweet. And let me flow like a memory that rides in on a song. Let me roll like a river over these stones. Let me roll like a river.
like an old yellow dog. While the decisions I've made all fade like the fall. And let me forget how love can cut to the bone. And let me roll like the river over these stones. Roll like a river over these stones. Let me roll like a river over these stones.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Growing up in Eastern Kentucky, I'd seen people with guitars and just playing and picking and flat picking and that sort of thing. But I'd never really heard lyrics that compelling,
yeah.
You know?
And yeah.
It really shaped a lot of things for me from that point on.
Before that time, had folk or bluegrass music ever sort of struck you in any way, or was it sort of a music for older people?
Yeah, at that age, no. I grew up around it. My stepfather played in a gospel group. We would go around from church to church where they would play and that sort of thing. And, of course, the bluegrass music in Eastern Kentucky, you know, is pretty prevalent. I just took it as a thing that was there, but it never really drew me, you know, that sort of thing.
I think I understand how that must have taken you as a young person, especially in that setting. There must have been something really peaceful about
it. It really was. And I had written songs for years, even before that moment, but there was always like something that said, that's not really what you want to do. That's, you're trying to write for whatever's happening at the time.
The market.
You know, right. I realized there was a whole other world out there full of music that maybe just people weren't aware of, much like myself.
Hmm. So you immersed yourself in John Prine, and then did you go then the next step, like who influenced John
Without
Prine?
Without a doubt, and those were the days when it was hard because you didn't have the internet and that sort of thing.
Right.
So you would literally go collect records and read those liner notes and grab any name that you could. And then your next trip to the record store, you would look for anybody that may have sung on that record, or if the songwriting credit had another person on it, you know, you would go. There was none of this instantly at your fingertips, find out who these people are, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, who else did you get into?
From there, discovered Donnie Fritz, of course, and from there, of course, then not long after that, Todd Snyder, Keith Sykes, through that, you open up into the whole world of Americana, and you're like,
right. And there you're
where
lost.
Was I this whole time this was going on?
Well, thank God you found it, and what great songs you're doing now.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That other people are going to listen to, and playing music that has lyrics that are really real and deep and meaningful. And I'd like to think that there are people even listening to the show tonight who might be thinking, hey, you know, it's okay to write about your own life and your own experience.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wrap me up in love, though there were days I denied. Wrap me up in my anger, but no, I tried to fight. Wrap me up in a song my mama used to sing. Lay me down, wrapped up in all the things. Wrap me up in the times of what good I might have done. Wrap me up in my crimes that kept me on the run. Wrap me up in the lonely nights I prayed for dawn. Wrap me up in the moonlight on the nights we got it on. Wrap me up in the sound of a church bell's ring. Lay me down, wrapped up in all the things. Lay me down,
wrapped up in all the things. All the things I let break me, things I let shape me, all the things that make me who I am. All the things I left behind me, things I let define me, all the things that make me who I am. Wrap me up in laughter, genuine and true, and who I was before and after all my plans fell through. Wrap me up in the winter, in the promise of spring. Lay me down, wrapped up in all the things. Lay me down, wrapped up in all the things. Wrap me up in love, though there were days I denied. Wrap me up in my anger, but no, I tried to fight.
Thank you. Thank you. This song right here, I've got this friend and neighbor. He's a beautiful human being. And he was telling me all of his problems one day. Most of the time when people tell us their problems, they don't seem as bad as the problems that you're currently having. But I wrote this for a friend of mine.
Johnny works for Norfolk Southern, comes in here, has a beer, then it has another and another and another till his whole world looks just fine. He says, when I get up, don't let me fall, don't tell I'm here if the old lady calls. Finishes his evening with a trooper out walking the line. You know, he comes in here and he pours out his problems, beer after beer, as if I could solve them. Sound like some problems I'd like to have. But he just keep crying on and on, drinking his beer, playing sad old song. I just step back from the bar and laugh. He got a trailer sitting off of the old highway, a nice doggy yard where the kids can play. Pick up in the drive, I mean, how good your life be? He got an old John Deere and it runs real nice, an old lady that's only cheated on him twice, man. Some people just can't handle prosperity. Too much success will just ruin a man. That's why I'm pacing myself, just doing what I can. I don't want to wind up with too much pride. Go on, line up, sign up before you make your mind up. Either way, one day you turn around and wind up looking at greener grass from the other side. Like Johnny got a trailer sitting off of the old highway, a nice doggy yard where kids can play. Pick up in the drive, I mean, how good can life be? He got an old John Deere and it runs real nice, an old lady that's only cheated on him twice, man. Some people just can't handle prosperity. You know, some people just can't handle prosperity. Handle it, go. Johnny got a trailer sitting off of the old highway, a nice doggy yard where the kids can play. Pick up in the drive, I mean, how good can life be, y'all? He got
got an old John Deere that runs real nice. An old lady that's only cheated on her twice, man. Some people just can't handle prosperity. You know, some people just can't handle prosperity.
Jody Lee Meeks, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Stroud on the bass.
A dog a bone. Find me on the railroad track headed toward home. Looking for a flat penny, but I never found a dime. Only ever found the L and then rolling down the line. In my uniform, I warmed up my arm. And mama, here's the truth. I like the way it sounded like thunder on that old tin roof. In a beaming dead dreaming about Wrigley Field. I'm the shot you heard around the third, rolling like a wheel. Rolling on, going home, headed in style. Jump the catcher, bump the ump, the crowd goes wild. In my uniform, I warmed up my arm. Mama, here's the truth. I like the way it sounded like thunder on that old tin roof. Time's rolling on, the diamond's full of weeds, tracks are long gone. Third strike, railroad spike, ten penny nail. Still throwing rocks, still walking on a rail. In my uniform, warming up my arm. Mama, here's the truth. I like the way it sounded like thunder on that old tin roof. Tearful eyes, apologizing. Mama, here's the truth. I like the way it sounded like thunder on that old tin roof. I like the way it sounded like thunder on that old tin roof.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Pearly Jenkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Pearly Jenkins after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.